only the people that love may dream in the world of the sun. Only the people that love mean God will love me, 'cause love means go on and do it. Love means go ahead and do it. Love means go on and say it.
KUT 90.3 FM. This is All Things McGill. I'm Rose.
I'm Maya.
And I am Annika.
And as always,
welcome back
on Zoom.
On Zoom.
Lovely to be here. Montreal. Maya and I are in Montreal, and there are some intense restrictions. Okay, they're letting up tomorrow, February 8th.
They are.
We're allowed to buy things that aren't food tomorrow.
Not essential. However, the curfew is still in place.
It's still in place.
I'm glad that you guys are going to be allowed to go into stores and then purchase everything in the store not just what the government deems essential, which
means you know, because
there's like some, it has a racist side to it too.
It really does. Do you see the
I saw the TikTok. I saw it too,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, I guess.
I'll let's explain.
Explain the TikTok.
Context. Yeah. There's a TikTok, there was a video that went viral on TikTok of a woman who was trying to buy products for, she was black and she,
for her hair.
Yeah. And they completely like shut off the section for like hair that, like non-white hair, basically. There was just
the caution, there was caution tape and like. It was crazy.
I just don't understand how it makes any sense that like you can go into the store, but you can only buy certain things in the store.
No, that's like, the one restriction that just like
it really doesn't make sense.
It kind of irks me. Like I understand you're less likely to like go on an unnecessary trip, but it's like, okay, but I need a hairbrush.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That when I was
I have not heard of that restriction being present anywhere in the world except for Montreal.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's only Montreal.
Yeah, it's only in Quebec.
Oh, that's
isn't
weird.
That crazy. And during quarantine I forgot my hairbrush at home, so I just didn't have a hairbrush for 2 weeks because my roommates would go out and all of the hair stuff would be barred because it's non-essential. Excuse me, my rat's nest
needs
some hair brushing. Like, and it's not even that.
Lego is losing most of his. Doesn't mean that he bar us from taking care of ours.
Yeah, he's taking revenge on all the hair people of the world.
Yeah.
Well, I also thought about the fact that like some people, painting is their livelihood and they can't buy paint. Like it made me mad because I was just like, we have to resort to ordering online, which is just like a beast on its own. Unequal access to internet.
Terrible.
You know what I mean? Like I find it like there's a little bit of injustice in the air.
Indeed. So. It just brings up even more.
When is there not injustice?
When is there injustice? Yeah. When is there not?
So speaking of justice, continuing with the rules that are in place in Quebec, one of these are that you can't have guests in your house. And if you do have guests in your house, the cops are legally allowed to enter your house and search your house and find
you. If they have reasonable suspicion.
If they have reasonable suspicion.
Oh my God. That is so like.
That's like.
Hiding Jews in the Holocaust.
Yeah, there's like, it literally is. And over 20,000 Quebec people have called their neighbors, like called the cops on their neighbors.
We're not loyal. No, we are not.
No loyal people here.
We should mention, we called, I don't think Maya was here, but over the summer we called the cops on our upstairs neighbors because God knew.
They were having a party though, right?
They were having a party. And when
having a guest over to your house or having like a full-on party.
Yeah, we heard the cops come. I should probably talk slowly because they're going to find out that it was us. when the cops came in, like 5 minutes after, we heard footsteps like significantly coming down, like a rush coming down the stairs. And we were like, busted, rightfully so. But yesterday, there was a little bit of confusion in the complex. Okay. We decided, hey, let's get inebriated. Let's practice some safe drinking, literally in the house,
legal.
The five of us, tenants on this lease, whatever. And we had a little bit of loud music, didn't go past 10:30.
No, we stopped. We were in our pajamas at 11.
We were in our pajamas at 11. Like
I
ready
had
to
really, really cute, like full length cat pajamas.
Adorable.
That were pink.
I had my Snuggie.
I love that you were setting the scene for this story.
Yes, you need to realize. Yeah. And then I got a knock at the door. I thought it was going to, I didn't know who it was going to be. Becca was saying, oh, maybe, you know, it's your boyfriend, blah, 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 blah.
Dropping something off.
And I was like, I don't think it is. Like, I wasn't planning on having them. Lo and behold, I opened the door, drunk as very drunk, two little short police officers, because somebody called the cops on us.
On you, the five of you? How much noise were making the five of you that you had to
make? Dancing so hard, but like, it's weird.
It was weird.
You're the people downstairs texted you saying like, oh, what's up? Like, because they heard us partying.
The people downstairs were like, oh, it sounds like so much fun. And I responded, I was like, I wish you guys could come up. When COVID's over, we'll do it, you know, that sort of thing. So we don't use them.
We don't think it, like, I don't know if it could be the upstairs neighbors because, like,
getting revenge or something.
They couldn't really hear us. I think it was one of the side ones.
Yeah.
Possibly the family living across. But, like, I understand the concern because we were dancing like there was no tomorrow.
Yeah.
I get it. But let me tell you, the awkwardness in the air when the police officers searched all of our rooms.
They went into each
room.
Excuse me. They had boots on.
They dragged their snow through the house.
And no way. That actually messed up.
Yeah. So they looked through every single room.
Making sure we weren't hiding.
And then they made us get our lease out and read through our lease, the names on the lease.
And we had to
show our IDs to prove that we all were on the lease. And they also... thought it was our birthday, someone's birthday.
Yeah, I mean, they were poking fun. They were having fun. Whose birthday is it? And we were just like, oh, well, you know, we've been in quarantine for over a year and a half now, or over a year.
Yeah.
And we're like,
a long time.
We're just having some fun.
We're just having some fun.
But like,
the audacity. They went to every single room. They did a flashlight on the balcony to make sure no one was hiding there. And they said it wasn't a noise complaint. They said it was a COVID complaint because people thought that there were more than
six or eight people
in the apartment. Anyways, I was quite stressed.
You were stressed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I rightfully so. It was like,
there's random. It's also like, it's COVID and these random strangers, like cops can have
those.
Yeah. And they're just walking through your house. And also, might I say, I've seen a lot of police officers, especially in Montreal, not wearing masks anywhere. So
you know, I see them in their car with like their partners and they're not wearing masks. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, so where's the, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's this, you know, and I get mad at my boss because he's just like, over the summer, he was so gung-ho about police officers because they were, put on a pedestal for killing Black people. You know what I mean? Like,
he
ate that shit up and he was so like, oh my God, give them extra cheesecake, blah, 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 blah. I was like, excuse me. And then when like Blue Lives Matter masks, he would like clap. I was just disgusted. And now he's like, they are like, oh, I'm just so mad at this. Like the police officers, they're so annoying, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, pick a side, honestly.
Yeah.
Or like, just don't care as much. Like, just chill. I have to admit, having like authority in your house was just like jarring.
It's jarring. I mean, I talked to my parents and my grandparents about it. They've mm-hmm. never had a cop enter their house.
No.
This has never happened in my family. And it's like,
you're not supposed to be able to come into your house unless they have
a warrant.
You're doing something wrong.
They bypass and you feel like a criminal.
You feel very, very,
especially when you did nothing wrong.
Yeah. I can't imagine had we had like
someone over,
you know, because, you know, we can't households. You do. I can't even imagine the
pain.
The fright.
The fear.
The stress on the wallet. Mm-hmm. First of all, I think we would have gotten let off with a warning if there was one person who didn't belong in the household, but like definitely then they would have known that their insurance was justified.
Yeah.
Which would make me feel really, really guilty. Like I would be.
Yeah.
They can come into your house and then they were wrong and then nothing happened.
Yeah, you're right.
And like but they like, just tracked mud through your house and then it was like.
They literally just tracked mud through our house.
Yeah, it was a really weird experience. Yeah, my dad said the same thing. He was like, and they didn't, like, nothing happened after that. Like, you didn't get any type of, but like, the thing is, I understand how we could have been loud enough for them to think that there were more than six people in this house. Because like the way we were dancing like there was absolutely no tomorrow.
I've seen you guys dance at parties. Like I totally believe that somebody might have thought that there were 15 people in your house.
Yeah. Easily. But the thing
and
is,
we don't do it often.
I feel like the only people who would have known are the downstairs neighbors. So I'm just like confused all around. I want to know.
Well, we actually, when we had our party, because obviously I used to live above Rose and Maya. And last
obviously.
Year, duh. How could you not know that? Anyway, so last year we had a party, and I don't know if you guys remember this, but like the neighbor to our left she like, it's like an old lady, and she came down her stairs and came and banged on our door and was like, turning music down. And it was like, granted, we were having a party and there were like 80 people in there. This is before COVID.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Before COVID.
Yeah. And they were like, and the music was very, very loud and people were being very, very loud and like smoking on the balcony and just being obnoxious. But like our, like, it's a standalone building, our building. And then next door, there's another building. They don't, the walls don't touch on either side. Yeah. So she heard through two sets of walls and then had to come all the way over and like knock on the door and be like, shut up.
Yeah. Well, at Sushi, well, okay, one of our roommates was on the front balcony and I think that same woman came out and was like, did you hear them last night? Like upstairs?
Yeah.
Because it, like our current ones. And
our current neighbors like, party like almost every week.
Yeah.
And we can hear them pretty
very loud. Consistently. Yeah. They are so loud. And she was like, in all my 20 years of living in this apartment, I have never heard neighbors being this loud. Like I can hear it so vivid. I mean, I know Mika can hear the noise so much because like the staircase here.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They are insane. This one of the guys who lives upstairs is in one of my environment classes, and I'm about to like say something, even though it could have been the upstairs neighbor who called us, whatever, because I, as I was going up the stairs after I went to Marche Tradition for our apple pie, he gave me weird eyes. What? I was like, oh my God, are you the one who like did this to us? I don't
know. Wasn't doing the exact same thing like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
They That was justified, though. I know that it was justified.
They had people over.
Which I feel bad for, because I feel like it might have been, you know, their significant others or something.
Yeah.
You never know. But at the same time, whatever.
But still. I mean, like, before, it was, like, Code Red. Code Red was, like, sort of, kind of, like, what was I saying? Now you've distracted me, Mika. We're at the
Code Red. I mean, honestly, this feels like the most Code Red that it's ever been.
Well, yeah, but I think we were so much more stressed last year because it was so new. So when people broke the rules, it was like actually very intense because it wasn't established yet. We didn't know that.
Yeah.
You didn't know how, like, how much wiggle room you had or like how, like, because at that point, I feel like, at least now, I know that the government kind of doesn't know more than like we know. And so their restrictions are just like kind of based on what they think is right. And so like, if I know that I have like another apartment of like, you know, my roommate's boyfriend and I like, she wants to see her boyfriend, then I'm not going to be like, oh no, that's not allowed, because I'm pretty
sure. Yeah, exactly.
We all have, like, it's up to your own discretion. You know what I mean? Like you have a certain amount of autonomy where you can like make an informed decision on your own and not act in a stupid way. I do think it's good that like parties can be shut down, like good.
Yeah.
They should have that in LA, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like that.
In LA?
Well, like,
oh, great. Oh my God. Okay. So I heard a couple months back that like the city of LA had cut power to one of like the TikTok party houses because they wouldn't stop partying. Yeah. And then I just read, or I heard someone the other day, that they got charged through like criminal or like civic court or something, and they are facing like 2 years of jail time and like a $20,000 fine.
Oh my gosh.
That's insane.
I know. What? And I mean, good. Like,
good. Good.
Please don't get it twisted. Don't get,
we're anti-COVID in this house.
Yes, we are. But there's a difference between like one person and 10 people.
Yeah.
Or like 20,000. Like, that is a huge difference, you know? Like,
exponential. Might I add?
Yeah. One might say.
One might say. Yeah, I don't know how I feel. It does seem a little bit, a touch authoritarian, but like, I understand everybody's really stressed out. We want this to be over. I get it. I get it.
But I get it.
It's love thy neighbor. Love thy neighbor. But I get it. We were really loud.
Yeah. Okay. But also, you know, other cities are doing similar regulations, but cops don't enter your home. That's like, it's weird. Invasive.
It's weird. It's weird.
It's weird.
It is.
Like, just how this when they started searching the rooms, I was like, oh, this is like reaching a different level.
Yeah.
Because you could just like say, oh, okay, do you have anyone? I mean, I guess it wouldn't really like do shit.
Well, yeah. I mean, but if you can, our apartment is on a railway sort of design, so you can see straight through. And
it was so obvious. If it, and I opened the door as soon as it was there.
If it is clear that no one else is there,
why do you need to like come in?
Yeah.
And enter.
Yeah. That it's like it was that, really like,
surprising. It just feels like an invasion of privacy.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, just like give us the fucking freaking benefit of the doubt, you know?
It also just was so clear that we weren't doing anything.
I was wearing a snuggie.
Yeah.
Snuggie.
And I understand if they had seen or heard like through the door 10 people in here.
Then sure.
Then yes, please come in.
But like, stay at the front. We show you your lease, all of our licenses, which is already, I mean, I remember over the summer we had a picnic and little horse people, policemen on horse came, horses, not one horse, horses came and they checked all of our leases. They separated us and asked us to tell our addresses.
And where it was located. Where it was located.
And I was just like, already, I was like, okay, this is a lot. That's a lot. And then them doing that in our house, I was like, okay, I'm really uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. It's such a dilemma because you know it's good, but you know it's like weird too.
Yeah.
Because
I feel you. Because obviously, like, if somebody was having a party and like hiding people in their house, then I want them to be caught, you know?
Exactly.
But like, but it's me and I know I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm like, stay out of my house, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a weird line to walk.
It is weird because we, on one hand, you do want that because like it's ended up stopping people before.
So many people.
But then on the other hand, it's like, oh my gosh,
it seems like an extreme
like breach and militancy that is very odd.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes me think that they would, if we had broken our quarantines, like at the beginning, like we would have gotten roasted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because now I think they're pulling up to quarantine locations and making sure that you're like in your
Well, don't you have to quarantine in a hotel now? Isn't that
now you have to quarantine in a hotel?
Yeah.
Thinking about like police officers putting themselves in that like danger, like a quarantine household, that's weird.
Well, we in September when I came back from the States, I quarantined for 2 weeks with a girl and she got called by the police and asked a ton of questions to make sure that she was quarantining.
So they
definitely do like house checkups, which is crazy. But like what a dangerous position you're putting yourself in. Someone's just traveled and you're gonna go check on them. I mean I get it,
they're probably doing it at the tail end of their quarantines to make sure that they're like in check even when things get a little bit depressing.
Anyways. That was our intense story of tonight.
Sorry, we were just telling you a story this entire time.
No, it's good. That's like, and it's, you know, it's applicable because there's stuff going on with COVID and obviously it's about Montreal and like you've had a real brush in with the COVID enforcement.
The COVID have. Yeah, compared to Charleston, like it's a whole different world. And my parents really got that memo when I told them about this. They were just like, Oh, I don't even think I told my parents about it. I think I told my mom about it. Anyways.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Sometimes I feel like my heart turns to dust. I'll follow the rules. I'll swallow the trust. Sometimes I feel like my brain to leaves. I'll follow the rules, uncover the thieves of the game. Sometimes I reel in a fish far too small, back into the sea, hook, sinker and all, and beyond ruins from before the fall. Stop looking and see, and just heed the call of the pleas. Just like Hercules and Thebes was just by just being. And this is Herculean. Tomorrow I will just be feeling the pain. Follow the rain. girls were playing in the yard, giving goosebumps to all the Sunday summer trees. My hands were tangled in the weeds, moving so softly nobody can see. Against your morning skin, while it shined like two young lovers walking by. There's a soft, strange kind of art, giving company to all the lonely hearts. There's 100 cigarettes on the ground, and our clothes are still hanging around. And it's nice to be ugly in each other's arms, so we can grow over all the things we were before.
Are you employed now?
I am employed.
Oh, is it the same? Is it the one that you were gonna have?
It's the one that I was gonna have. So I will explain. I deferred, or I didn't defer actually. I took the semester off because I was gonna come back to Vancouver, where I am currently now, and work. I got a job as a assistant to a director on a Netflix movie.
So cool.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say which one, but. Oh, it's a movie that's going to be on Netflix. I'll tell you when it comes out.
I can't wait.
And so I sublet my room in Montreal, and then like I moved back to my parents' basement. Classic, love it. And then I got here, and my boss, like the director, was like, "Oh, by the way, I actually don't have my contract signed yet, and the union is like in talks with Netflix about stuff, and they won't sign anybody's contracts because blah 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 blah." And so, long story short, we don't know if we have a job for you. And I was like, oh, well, love that. I love that I just moved 3,000 kilometers across the country just to have no job and no friends here.
That's rough.
So working. Cute. So that was like beginning of December that I had moved back here and gotten that information. And then I heard literally nothing. And I was like periodically checking in with her and like asking, hey, any new updates? And she was like, no, no new updates. And then finally, February, like the second, I got a call from her, and she was like, hi, like, and like, it wasn't from her actually, it was from like one her line producer or something. And he was like, hi, so I think you're gonna be starting as Monica's assistant tomorrow.
Oh
so
my gosh.
Salary at? And I was like, I'm driving to go pick up my sister. I had no idea this was coming. Like, I just went to yoga. I don't like, can I call you back? And so I called him back and I was like, so I'm hired? And he was like, yeah, I shouldn't tell you. And I was like, No, she did not.
Oh my gosh.
Congratulations. Yeah, and the next day I started working.
How was it?
Great. So we're in pre-shoot right now and we're starting shooting in the middle of March. But at the moment, it's just like a lot of taking notes and meetings and answering emails. And like, oh my God, I got so many emails. I got the other day, I got 64 emails in one day.
Oh my God.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, it's awesome.
Meetings?
They're all Zoom meetings, yeah.
Okay.
Because the idea is just like work from home for as long as possible until you actually have to be on set and like not at home. So
yeah, that sounds like a great plan.
Yeah. I got my first COVID test on
Friday. Thank you.
I said I got my first COVID test on Friday.
Nice. Oh, because you have to COVID. Your first one?
Your first one?
Yeah.
I'm about six.
Oh, we're about seven. Six or seven?
No. I mean, my first one for the shoot.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. I've had like 10 now. Yeah. Okay. No, don't worry.
Love that. Yeah. Well, and maybe not love that. Just staying updated.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's
but
so
awesome. Starting, like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, so for every week, I have to get a COVID test. And then starting once we get on set, it's 3 times a week.
Those noses are about to be.
I know. They're going to hurt. My brain is going to.
Yeah, you're probably gonna like lose brain cells.
Hmm.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Well, yeah, we're excited to hear
good
the
news. Really.
Yeah, we're gonna see.
Yeah, hopefully when it comes out, COVID will be maintained, like somewhat contained, and then
over
big watch party.
Yes, over. Watch party. It'll be over.
Oh,
it better be over.
So fun.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna have to keep up with all the developments.
Yes, we really are. If you know, as much as we're allowed to share.
Mm-hmm. I actually like haven't signed a contract or anything yet, so technically speaking, I could just say whatever I wanted. But I feel like that's a bad idea.
That's chaotic.
That is chaotic. You've you have access to so.
I know. I'm kind of in like, oh okay. Oh,
is it romantic?
The movie?
Yeah.
I was like, is the movie romantic or is me being in the job romantic?
Like, is it like a rom-com?
It is a romantic movie, yes.
Amazing.
I believe it's a romantic thriller movie. Like crime thriller romance.
Romance. Amazing combo.
Love it.
Anyways. Yeah.
Okay, it was so good talking to you. Thank you, as always, for being the best radio co-host.
And you know what? Shout out to you guys for being the other two best radio co-hosts on the world.
On the world stage.
I added stage to the end there so that it made grammatical sense.
On the world stage.
I love it. I love to hear
it.
Oh
my gosh. We're just the power trio. If only we had like real microphones in front of our faces.
That'd be great.
Yeah, well, sorry. I'm actual radio studio.
Okay.
This was KUT 90.3 FM. I'm Maya.
I'm Rose.
And I am Monica.
And have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. drive, 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 drive. You wanna drive all night. Follow the yellow light. Don't stop or look behind. And you don't wanna know where you're going. Just wanna get lost sometimes together. Drive, 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 drive. Get lost together.
Buy an off switch by the office while the doors are open, closing, and there's no one in the corridors. At my reflection, like, yeah, here's a sorry thought. Part this shit is so very simple. Heart is so dead with tissue. The karma is heaven, hits you. See, my only option is devoting myself to mystery. Think that I'm responsible. This monster will let me hear you. Think of all the problems and ponder if it is worth it. Shit will live and hurt just to whip in a minute skirting. Do the 9 to 5, stay alive, and we're kicking dirt. You see, I see the light.
for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.